Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. Happy Thursday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today, we are discussing the stress and rest lines for Enneagram Type 6. But first, today's Rosebud and Thorn. My rose today is that this week on YouTube, I tried ASMR. I did like an ASMR get ready with me, and it was very fun. My thorn is that I've gotten into a habit of 3 coffees a day, which is more than I would like. Typically, I like 1 coffee in the morning, 1 coffee in the afternoon, but I have gotten into this habit of having 1 coffee first thing in the morning, 1 coffee mid-morning, and then 1 coffee in the afternoon. I think this is happening because my husband and I recently kind of changed up our routine and decided we wanted to have coffee together every morning, which has been an absolute joy, one of my favorite things we've ever done. But that means that I'm having coffee much earlier in the day than I'm used to. So used to, I would get up around 6 and I wouldn't have coffee until around 8:30 or 9. But now I get up around 6 and I have coffee around 6:45. And so around 10:30, 11, I'm ready for coffee again. So that's what's going on with me. My bud is that, y'all, I am building an Enneagram quiz. I did not think this day was gonna come, but it is here. I get to build it the way that I think it can be done and should be done. Obviously, there's gonna be like a testing season of this and kind of getting feedback, but so far so good. So we are in the process. It should be live soon, actually. So stay tuned for that. And now let's dive into today's episode. All right, type sixes and those who care about them, let's talk about the lines of the Enneagram when it comes to you specifically. As a reminder, there are 2 lines moving to and from your number on the Enneagram symbol. 1 line moves to where you go in stress. For type 6, that is 3. And 1 moves to where you go in rest. For type 6, that is 9. Now, let's talk about what that can look like. So when you're stressed out, for every type, the initial sign that we are stressed is actually that we tighten our grip using our primary type structure, meaning type 6s become increasingly type 6 in nature, using their defense mechanisms as intensely as possible. For loyal skeptics, this looks like a heightened sense of dread and fear. Now, if and when this strategy isn't sufficient, or potentially even when this strategy adds to their stress, Type 6s can take quick action to alleviate fear. So they may attempt some sense of control like an average Type 3. Now, the Type 6 never turns into a Type 3. They only exhibit 3-like behaviors through a 6 lens. Sometimes this can look like a start-stop pattern, like kind of mustering up the courage to do something, but then backing down last minute. It could look like eventually the adrenaline that they're running on to maintain the 3 energy to do all the things they need to do runs out and they crash. Sometimes this looks like frantic action and anxious striving. It can look like the belief that they are the only ones doing the work, like, oh, I'm the only one who does it the right way. I have to work so hard to do the things that I need to do, which can lead to workaholism. They can have a fear of losing their security, so then kind of take on workaholic tendencies for that reason, kind of trying to do more and more and more, trying to make sure they're being seen as successful so that they are given opportunities for more security, more advancement. They may seek to mask so that they can blend into the group. You know, how can I present the version of myself that you want to see so that I don't lose my place in the system? And it can also look like competition or comparing, paying attention to what other people are doing, trying to make sure that you are on top. Now, there's a high side to this move, right? There are parts of this that are really great for our type 6. It can help them to muster the strength and the confidence to do the things that need to be done. Threes are quick action takers. Sixes tend to doubt themselves a bit too much. So building up some confidence to take action is so helpful. Sixes are said to be great in a crisis because stress can really push them into doing and doing things well. And so they often say, if you want to stop a sinking ship, put a six in charge because you're prepared, you're ready to take action. If you can relax into this energy instead of tensing against it, you can actually do very well with this move to three. It's putting a lot of actions, helping you to not overthink, and it's helping you to prioritize success over stability, which can be really beneficial, but it can be a little bit scary, right, for our sixes. And if it's coming from a place of like anxious tension, frantic action taking, anxious driving, that's not as supportive as like soothingly, calmingly taking the action on the things that need to be done. This also can help you to use goals and objectives as a way to overcome fear, take action, make progress, and it can offer you a sincere pride in your achievements, the things that you have done so far. Now we're going to take a quick break to hear from today's podcast sponsor, and we'll dive into what the rest move can look like for you. Today's podcast is brought to you by ZocDoc. Just like many of you, I avoided going to the doctor during the pandemic. I skipped my physical, my dental cleaning, and didn't see the eye doctor. But now that everything is opening up, it's time to catch up on our regular healthcare. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist ever again. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to get a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. Whether you need a primary care physician, dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Go to ZocDoc.com/egram and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to see a doctor. As many of you know, I have been going through all kinds of a journey with my lungs and all of those things, and ZocDoc's helped me to find specialists that aren't just referred to me by another doctor. I'm able to look up and see patient reviews to make sure that I'm getting the specialists that I need to support me in the ways that I need support. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/egram and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/egram. Thank you, ZocDoc, for supporting the podcast. Now, let's look at what rest can look like for type 6. So when type 6s feel at ease, safe, rested, they move to type 9. Here, they can let their minds go quiet and truly find inner peace. They return to their senses and to the present moment. They may allow themselves to stop scanning for danger, open themselves up to people and to the flow of life. It invites in trust, which hasn't always felt safe for type sixes. There's a space of safety and comfort where they can retreat away from the stresses of the world. Now, they can use this intentionally, too, to release the need to push others away and allow people to get close to them. This is also a great space where our sixes go when they are able to open up to the perspective of other people. Instead of, you know, focusing on the people they're surrounded by, they can see the perspectives of lots of different types of people. Now, the low side of this move is that sixes can fear letting their guard down, thinking that the only thing that keeps them doing well is that they are hypervigilant. So here they can feel like they're losing their drive or their initiative. They may lose interest in the things that matter to them, numbing out. They may merge so much with the group that they aren't able to open up to other people and kind of lose their sense of self. And another thing, they might get caught up in comforting ruts, you know, kind of maintaining the day-to-day without really thinking about, is this truly satisfying me? but rather just kind of going through the motions, numbing out to possibility. Now, let's break down how I recommend we use these lines. So when stressed out, type sixes may find themselves at the lower side of type three. This can look like becoming increasingly image conscious, attempting to adopt an image that aids you in fitting with your community or chosen authority. It can look like becoming increasingly competitive and potentially self-promoting. And in extreme scenarios, being dishonest about your background and qualifications in pursuit of securing yourself a comfortable financial or social position. Now, when you start to notice this come up in you, you have the tools you need to care for yourself. Using the high side of type 9, you can deeply prioritize your own peace of mind. Take time to rest, to participate in nourishing activities, meditate in the present moment. In the same way that you can use the peaceful and calming qualities of type 9 to relieve stress, you can also end up at the low end of type 9 accidentally. This can look like merging to match the group that you are aligned with, settling for less than you truly desire, and losing drive for seeking more from life. It can also manifest through passive-aggressive behavior and attempts to get your needs met. Now, this is where it's helpful to bring in the high side of type 3. Take your life into your hands and focus on the goals you have for yourself. Take time to focus on your goals and a higher path of achievement can take your mind off of what you fear and onto what you would like to do. You can counter your tendency to undersell yourself and intentionally seek out the recognition that you deserve for your dedication and hard work. All right, friends, I hope that this was helpful in your understanding of self and others today. If you enjoyed today's episode and you have just a moment to leave a review in iTunes, it would mean the absolute world to me. And as always, it's such a joy to create this content for you, and I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.